and he recently did at least one live radio interview which appeared on the internet. The interview is shocking, and I must warn you, Bobby's language is extremely vulgar. His bigotry towards Jewish people is virulent and rabid. Those who wish to hear his hate-filled message can find it at the site above, and excerpts have been made available on National Public Radio as well as other places. It means the Phil Chess address, you know, the internet address. We have decided there is no purpose to printing this interview. Fisher's anti-Jewish tirades are too ludicrous to be taken seriously by any sane person, and in the last analysis, only harm him. Bobby's life is drawing to an ugly conclusion, and it seems that the greatest chess player we have ever seen has become an increasingly bitter, hate-filled recluse. Chess has seen many tragic stories, but surely none more tragic than this. Yes, sir, Sarah One. This is his publisher's message. Of course, this is open for consumption for, you know, for public, you know, in the chess life. Inside chess.
Yeah. Well, you know, years ago, a Jew by the name of Ronnie Gross let slip to me that this goddamn Yasser Seirawan is a Jew. So, don't be fooled by Sarawan's Arabic name. He's a goddamn Jew, too.
Really?
He's a goddamn Jew. Take it from me.
Okay, I have, Bobby, a telephone call here. I don't know if you have the time to attend to these things now with so many matters preoccupying you, but this listener would like to know who Bobby Fischer considers the best young player today.
I broke my hands of the old chess.
I see, okay. Because another question is, Kasparov was criticizing Bobby's play in the last match against Spassky, but it says, if there is a promoter for the match, would Bobby play Kasparov?
You mean with Fischer Random, I guess, or what?
Just Fischer Random? No, he means classical chess. No more, Bobby.
And forget about my playing the Russians until they pay me.
Yes.
Money they owe me for my 60 memorable games and Bobby Fischer teaches chess. But if they're willing to pay up, I wanted to discuss playing Fischer Random chess with Kasparov. But first they have to pay up.
What happened to Bobby Fischer teaches chess, Bob? I mean, they just plagiarized that, they copied it, and then distributed it in Russia?
Yeah, they came out with a Russian edition, and they printed it according to their own book. They said they printed like 100,000 copies, and it was an expensive edition, and I wouldn't be surprised if they've actually published much more than 100,000. I think you could probably move, you know, a million copies of that book in Russia, because, you know, people like me there, and so on. So I think they made a fortune on that book in Russia. I know that the American publishers are making a fortune on it. They just give me a tiny amount of money. Like I get a ridiculously small amount of money for it. And also they come out with an illegal CD-ROM of it, which I get absolutely nothing for.
Yeah, Eugene told me about that. That was supposed to be my next question about that CD. Has it come out now?
Yeah, there's a CD-ROM of Bobby Fischer Teacher. It came out in 1994.
Oh.
It came out by the same people who published the book. It's completely illegal and it's in violation of my contract. And they don't give me a penny for it either.
Now, let us get this straight, Bob. For all the chess players who are listening to us right now, for the sports fans listening to us right now in the Philippines and in Asia, that all of these have been stolen from you and you don't get any royalty for anything, down to the Fischer clock.
Right, the only royalty I'm getting anymore, for some strange reason, is Learning International still sends me some royalties for the book.
Which one, Bob?
Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. But they don't send me any royalties for the CD-ROM that they've made. How can you all these 560 numerals go for any editions? For the English editions, German, French, that's for any edition. I get zero. I get nothing for Searching for Bobby Fischer. I get nothing for this FIDE, Chess Squad, and so on and so forth. I get, you know, nothing all around.
Okay, Gene, you have any question about the clarification of some points, maybe of random chess? Because I'm sure we're going to work on that here in the Philippines.
I mean, no, as I've shown you, you know, I'm very interested with the random chess here to be promoted in the Philippines and hopefully in Asia, you know. But of course, there's nothing like Bobby playing himself, you know. This is the best, how you call it? This is the best commercial or best commercial or advertisement, you know. And anyway, I believe that, you know, Fischer Random, because of its great ideas, you know, it will survive eventually despite the obstacles that have been putting by the, you know, those who are against this Fischer Random, no? Especially Fischer's enemies. Because as Fischer said, you can kill a good person or a good man, but you cannot kill a good ideas, you know. Robbie?
Yeah, that's right. And, well, Bobby, we're about to close this rare interview with you. And first of all, on behalf of Eugene and the Filipino people, I would like to thank you. Personally, I would like to thank you very much for this opportunity to have talked to you for 2 hours. And we certainly have been enlightened on a lot of things, and I certainly wish you the best in random chess. Eugene?
I'm here. I'm just, you know, I'm helping Bobby, you know, because I could see that he's, as you said before, Romy, he's just alone, you know, and it is unfortunate because I think justice is on his side, but injustice is being inflicted on him, you know. Actually, those people, that sometimes they ask me, do you have also anything against the Jews? Actually, it's not a question of races or of religion of or citizenship, you know. It's inconsequential or it's not important, you know, these things. What is important to me, Romy, is that the injustice being done, you know, the wrongs that Bobby suffered, you know. And it is not a question of whether these people are, you know, or Jews, or Christians, or Muslims, or Buddhists, or let's say Russians, Chinese, Americans, you know, or even Filipinos, you know, it's not important. It's not, no religion. Why I'm fighting for Bobby is because the injustice, you know, being done to him. It's too much, you know. It's too obvious, you know, the wrong things that he has suffered so much for all these years, you know.
Well, I agree with you, Eugene. And, well, Bobby, as I said earlier, we empathize and we sympathize with you. And we're about to close, Bob. And, again, thank you very much for this rare opportunity. Please say something to the Filipinos and to all the Asians listening to us right now.
Comment on what Eugene said. You know, it's a very flowery, lovely speech he made, but the fact is the dirty Jews are behind all this stuff. I want to reiterate that, you know. That's the fact. And you know, let me just give you one proof. Some people wonder, who is the liar? Is it Fischer or is it the mainstream media? Just remember, if you're a chess player, how many years have you read that I wasn't paid my prize fund 1992 for my world championship of match with Boris Baskill. If I was paid my prize fund, I lost it all when I allegedly reinvested it back into the U.S. Gambling Bank, and which went bust when the Yes Imperial Vasilievich fled to the abandoned state of Israel. Now, if you're a chess player, you've heard that story, you've heard the rumor, you've read it in magazines, you've seen it in the newspapers. It's an outright lie. They've been saying it over and over again for years. Look, all these media outlets, papers, magazines, they know this war. They're all connected to the CIA, the FBI, etc. They know damn well from day one that my dough was in the Union Bank of Switzerland, all safe right in there. All the dough I got in that prize went right in the Union Bank of Switzerland. All those millions of dollars. So they've been lying to you deliberately about that for years, and they keep on lying to you about it forever if I didn't tell the truth. Why not have them that I didn't? I was paid my price, but I never reinvested it in U.S. Gantek, and I put it in the Union Bank of Switzerland. Now they're going to shut up the new president. But we never said that. You check out the record. Check the magazines. Check the newspapers. It's there. They've been lying to you about that deliberately in cold blood. They're lying to you about everything about me, and they're lying to you about almost everything in general. So, if you ever think, who is the good guy, who's the bad guy, who's the truth teller, who's the liar, just remember that you press spread this story that I lost all my money in New Canada, I was never paid for my 92 title match with Spassky. It's all goddamn lies. The Jews knew it. They lied to you deliberately. Just remember that if you're still in a quandary, who is telling the truth? Who's the honest guy? Me or the Jew controlled? Mainstream, honest, in quotes, press, the press that allegedly will never run a story unless they have two independent sources, blah, 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 all lies. The Jews lie and lie. Almost every goddamn thing you read about me is an outright lie. The Jews are filthy liars. They live by lies. Jews live by lies and die when coming in contact with the truth. That's all Romanians say. Just remember that.
Thank you very much, Bobby, and it's been a great honor to have you with us for the last 2 hours. It's really a record all over the world. And like I said earlier, never in Europe, never in America, but only on DCSR, Bobby Fischer, chess king of the world. Thank you very much, Bobby, and we wish you all the luck. Eugene?
Yeah.
Bobby, this is Eugene. I wish you all the best, Bobby, and happy birthday again, Bobby, and, you know, we are just here, you know, Bobby.
Bobby, I'm here. We'll say
yes, Bobby. So wish you all the luck, and we will help you broadcast your feelings, your views.
All right, thank you very much, Bob. It's been an honor, and we wish you luck, and we hope to see you here in the Philippines soon. Bobby Fischer, chess genius. Pero in-interview namin ng genius din natin, Eugenio Torres. Okay, this is Romy Quintanar. Magandang hapon po. Hapon na, no? Magandang tanghali po. Diyos niya, Ina, Apo.
What else?